afternoon. It is Friday, June 14th at 1:02 p.m. You might be asking, why am I seeing you so soon again, Boiler Dowd? Well, the reason you're seeing me is because I was inspired, actually, to talk about this. If you haven't had the chance, well, I don't want to do that yet. So I'm going to ask you a question. What do these things have in common? What ties them together? A trip to Europe, bike rides, a bus rental, a trip to Phoenix. What do they all have in common? Well, they have a lot in common. The thing that ties them together is Lance Jones and some of his stories about what made this past year special for him and what made him special to Purdue. I owed Lance one. He doesn't know it, but I owed Lance just a kind of a thank you. Because I missed talking about him when I talked about the seniors that left, and I got a hard time from some of you guys in the comments, rightfully so. It wasn't because I don't like Lance. Everybody knows, if you've come on here for a while, you know that I'm pretty fond of Lance Jones as a Purdue basketball player, and I think he's a pretty special person. But I wanted to do this because I listened to the Boiler Ball podcast, and I suggest you do the same if you haven't done it yet. There's a bunch of really good interviews. I'm kind of going through them in an order that I feel like going through them, and I'm probably going to react to more soon. But especially in the summer when there's not a lot of content, this podcast has been pretty great. I wish there was an equivalent for football. I don't think there is. If there is one, tell me in the comments because I'm eating this stuff up. This is the element of relatability that I think the NIL era is going to lose the further along we get. I said this a little bit ago. The NIL era is in danger of hurting college basketball and the relatability of the players as just people because they're not there very long. Ironically, we got to know Lance Jones really quickly as Purdue fans, and the Purdue team got to know him very well because of who he is and his personality and some excellent timing and some really, really poor timing. And so let me review some of the events. First off, Lance went to Southern Illinois. He played basketball with Marcus Domask, who went to Illinois, who transferred there. He's the smile of the Purdue basketball team. He is an extremely, extremely likable dude. And a guy who seems to be happy all the time. Nobody's that happy all the time. I think Lance would admit that. But what Lance is a grateful guy. Remaining ever grateful is something that I think it's a great thing to live by in general in life. But it's obviously in our fight song. I say it all the time. I think if we can do that as people, it's a really, really good thing. And Lance Jones exemplifies this trait, this characteristic. Lance Jones just calls, you listen to that interview, it's an hour long, and he says over and over how blessed, how lucky he thinks he is to have come to Purdue, how everything exceeded his expectations, how wonderful people were to him at folding him into the team and into the community at large. That's credit to you if you're a Purdue fan and you got to talk to him at some point. I talked to him very briefly, but nothing significant. But I think it's kind of the way Purdue people are. If somebody acts like they want to be there and they're happy to be there, I think Purdue, I hope we continue to fold them in to the family. But Lance Jones is exemplary. And what has Lance Jones taught us? Lance Jones teaches us a couple things. Number one, the transfer portal can be a beautiful place. I think this is an exceptional story, but I don't like the transfer portal. I don't like this era. But Lance Jones, I think we've all come to the consensus, is the best transfer into the Purdue basketball program, especially from the portal in this era ever. Maybe the best transfer ever? I don't know. I mean, if we dig in deeper, there's been some guys that have transferred in. Carson Cunningham comes to mind. He was a transfer from, I believe, Oregon State, if I'm remembering correctly. But Carson Cunningham was pretty good member of the Purdue family. But the impact that Lance Jones made in 1 year and the timing of being on a team that needed Lance Jones, right? That's a big deal. Another thing we learn about Lance Jones, or we learn from Lance Jones, is when you bring in a transfer, make sure he is a personality fit. One story that Lance and Elliot Bloom and Rob Blackman tell is when Lance came for his 1 day visit. And when you're being, when you're transferring in the summer in this era, it's fast. It's not like the recruiting season that the high school kids go through that Lance went through to get to Southern Illinois. But when he came to Purdue, he was with his parents and his dad was already sick. He already had cancer. And his dad collapsed during the visit. I hadn't heard this story until I heard this. And the way when his dad collapsed, the Purdue team and the coaches rallied around him. The way they said they rallied around, they said, let's get out here. Let's talk about basketball. They paint a scene that his dad was getting into the air, being taken into the ambulance, and the players just kind of picked him up. And they helped him not think about what was going on. And he had been thinking about this stuff a lot. I'm sure his dad had been sick for a little while. That story right there, it sounds like it galvanized the team right away. And everybody involved said this was where he was supposed to be. The Purdue players say this. The coaches tell this story. Lance Jones tells it. He was in the right place. And the way Purdue handled that was incredible. Shortly after, Lance's dad passed away. And I say shortly after, I mean weeks later. So Lance was on campus getting to know his new teammates, practicing. His dad's still battling cancer, and his dad loses his battle, passes away. Lance goes back home, take time with his family, and he's trying to think about what to do next, handle it, should he go to Europe with the team? And behind closed doors, Flit's lawyer went to Elliott Bloom and said, "We got to go. We got to go to the funeral. We got to go be with him." That in itself is a pretty responsible thing and a pretty incredible thing. The idea that a lot of people have of what Fletch Lawyer is, including me, is that he's a guy that he's kind of, I know he's a kid in a lot of ways, but his outward appearance, I'm trying to say this as positively as I can. His outward appearance to me is not of a guy who would be emotionally attached to somebody that quickly. And it was his idea. We got to go to the funeral. And Elliott Bloom had already arranged to rent, or I'm sure they just borrowed, they reserved a Purdue van, a Purdue bus, probably that one of those big buses, to take to Lance Jones's father's funeral, and the team went. And if you've heard that I had heard that story before. They went to the funeral. I thought that was remarkable in itself. But the fact that you had one of the captains, one of the starters, Lawyer's only a sophomore, but the leadership displayed there is pretty big to me. And the fact that everybody's like, yeah, we're in. So that's the next part. Then the part after that is he still decided to go to Europe, and he played with these guys that he didn't know very well. And they said they all started to bond over different things. And we all know how the rest went. The coaches said, I think this guy's a starter. And he ends up starting for Purdue the entire season, every game. And when I saw him play, and with people outside of the Purdue family saw him play initially, you're like, okay, he's a good defender and he's a good guy. But man, he takes a lot of shots, right? But quickly we started to figure out, there's more here than just missing shots. He's important on the court. He brings a lot that nobody else on this roster did. And it built from there. The team was obviously pretty special. And Lance talks about one of the things he loved about being at Purdue was being in Mackey Arena and the pre-con, and how much I can remember him making these remarks after a game. He had never been in an environment like that. And it was pre-con. I think every Purdue fan said, oh boy, man, he's in for a treat, right? Because Mackey just gets better during the regular season, down the stretch, how much of a special place it is. And that place and Lance there was an excellent connection, an excellent fit. Purdue, of course, won the Big Ten title, went on the NCAA tournament run, goes to the national championship in Phoenix. Lance tells the story, another story in that podcast of how, the most nervous, two things. I thought one was interesting. He was very nervous before the Grambling game. He called himself a bucket magnet defensively during that game, which was hilarious. And he said he played terrible the whole game. Elliot Bloom tries to counter him, says, you played badly. And Blackman say, I think you played badly for one half. He says, no, I was awful all game. And he said the next game, he and Coach Brantley got together and they focused on what they needed to do against Utah State to really shut down that guard. And they did a great job. It was one of the key parts of that game plan working so well and completely demoralizing Utah State, leaving no doubt. Purdue goes through the tournament. They get to Phoenix. And Lance says the most nervous he felt of the entire tournament was before the first practice, the shoot around in Phoenix. He said he didn't feel like that before the NC State game. He didn't feel like that before the UConn game. But before that practice, he said it all became really real. The size of the stadium, the fact that there were so many Purdue fans there just for a shoot around, just for a practice. And obviously, Purdue came up a little bit short in the championship. But a couple things. Number one, every time I hear stories like this and people talk about Purdue going to the championship, I still got to pinch myself. I've said this over and over, and it's still weird. I ask you, if I could put you in a time machine, you could go back 5 years and soberly go back 5 years before Edie came on campus. And I would have told you, Purdue's going to have a two-time national player of the year in the very near future. And this guy's going to dominate in a way we haven't seen in decades. He's going to become, if not the best Purdue player ever, arguably one of the best Purdue players ever. And Purdue's going to be led by him to the national title. And they're going to have this other guy on the team, Lance Jones, who becomes this straw that stirs the drink, if you will, on this team. A transfer that comes in out of nowhere and just provides a lift. You would have said, well, okay, some of that stuff might happen. Maybe Purdue will get a player of the year. Maybe. You wouldn't have said it was Zach Edey. You sure as hell wouldn't have said it as you knew Zach as a recruit coming in. Maybe there was another guy on the team you thought, maybe Jaden Ivey would have been that. But Jaden Ivey also was pretty, you know, he didn't have that sort of hype around him. But if you could say, you go back 5 years, man, how drastically things have changed. Now, how quickly the story, the narratives have all changed. So what did we learn from Lance? One of the things you learn is when you have the right guy in the right place at the right time, great things happen. Lance Jones was that for Purdue. Hope he gets a place to land in the NBA. If he doesn't, if he never plays another minute of organized basketball again, or if he only plays church league, or if he, whatever. By the way, I played against Robbie Eggers. I've told this story before. So some of these guys do land in church league. I had to play Robbie Eggers at Grace Community Church League. Let me tell you, that's an absurd thing. Having a 6'2 ex-Big Ten or 6'10 ex-Big Ten starting center playing against your church league team when the tallest guy on your team is 6'4 is a very unpleasant experience. And Eggers dunked on us one time. He dunked on a guy we had literally with one leg shorter than the other, and he yelled at the guy after doing it. And I was like, wow, big dude. I mean, that happened. It's all real happened. That was a hell of a sidebar. But what I want to say is if Lance Jones never plays basketball again, Lance Jones is a Purdue legend. It's pretty, pretty awesome. 1 year, and I think our perception, our ideas of what the transfer portal can be and what that player can look like changed with one guy. So that's about it. That's all I had for this quick cast. A couple of you guys are here. Appreciate you being here. Adam P says lunch hour surprise. Yes, this was a surprise. I didn't see this coming. But after I listened to the Boiler Ball podcast, I was like, I felt inspired and wanted to get it out. The Well Ministry says, why am I seeing you so soon, Boiler Dad? Yeah, it's pretty weird. I don't, like I said, I wish I could tell you guys when there's going to be a schedule in these summer podcasts. I have no schedule. And sometimes things are allowed. If you get a chance, check out the cover art today, because I put some work into that. I will say that. The cover art took me much longer than this podcast is going to take. I'm sure of that, but it was fun. And did I even mention that? I didn't mention the reason for the cover art, did I? Okay. One more thing Lance taught us is it's great to go on team bike rides. It was just a funny end note, as Lance said, one thing that made this, that this team bonded over was bike rides. And I had this crazy idea in my head of the team riding bikes together across campus. And I was like, this is not what I expected. But I saw Matt Tindom riding a bike all the time at Purdue when I was there. Matt Tindom was 7'1", I think. Maybe 7'2", but 7'1". And Matt Tindom on a bike was hilarious. Zach Edey on a bike. I mean, we're dealing with just instant comic hilarity. the whole Purdue team on bikes. There's more than just Zach Edey, who's really tall. That whole group on bikes would be great. But the fact that that was a detail that Lance told us, I thought it was hilarious. And I was like, okay, there's my cover right there. So yeah, that Photoshop job took a little bit of time. So if you want to, it's something I had fun with it. So hopefully you like it too. Adam P says, Lance's case is interesting in that it highlights how recruiting rankings are something that doesn't tell the whole story of a player. Painter seems to do a good job of seeing the player behind the rankings. And yes, there's more to that though, too. And that podcast tells you that it wasn't just that Painter saw a lot of talent here. It was the people around Jones told the story, and Painter had, I think, three or four people that knew Jones well that helped kind of vouch for his character. That word of mouth, by the way, boys and girls, this is something we can all learn from again, is listen to your friends when they tell you about somebody, whether it's for a job or just some character witness. This stuff really matters. That personal touch matters, depending on how well you know that person. And in this case, it really mattered a lot. And Lance said he didn't look at any place else after he visited Purdue and talked to him. He said, this is where I'm going. He told his dad, I'm going to go to Purdue. Brian T. says, midday boiled sports surprise. Great to see you, B-Dowd. Same to you, Brian. Thanks for being here. Nita Beanverse says, I tear up when I think about Lance Jones. Thanks for the episode. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I tear up, obviously, about this story because of his dad. I was trying to tell this story to my son after I listened to the podcast, and I couldn't control it. And I said, I should be okay now that I've told it, that I won't get choked up, but I did multiple times now. So, I have a vast amount of respect for those Purdue players, those young men who acted like grown-ass men and stepped up for somebody they barely knew. It's incredible. So yeah, and Lance went through the ringer too. Obviously that matters. I mean, losing your dad at a young age, that's horrible. But, and he was close to his dad. But yeah, I agree. Brian T says, Lance accepted his role, had a great attitude. I'm convinced that his attitude is what led to his and their success together. I agree. His attitude contributed just as much as his talent. His attitude contributed more than his talent, I would argue. And as a tryhard myself, a guy who was never athletic, never all that talented, I hope that's true, right? It's a great story. It's a great testament, though, to bringing the right attitude every day to work, right? What it can do for you. Kevin in Albuquerque says, Lance's story is yet another part of the description of what makes a boiler and what paint sees in putting a team together and not just on, but off the floor. Yeah, that off-court chemistry. I've mentioned it a lot the last week, 2 weeks to you guys in these podcasts, but boy, I hope the next teams learn that, right? One thing Jones talked about is he said, I had to work because Edey was working so hard. There's so much takeaway from this podcast. I'm not even getting to all of it. There's so many things that are good, and it's so high octane. There's so much good stuff, and I got to suggest again, go listen to it if you haven't. Goat Frick, let's go with that. I'm sorry about butchering your name, says, everything you're discussing with the LJ situation shows levels of individuals within the Purdue program. The average fan chasing transfers doesn't understand the level of team culture it takes, continues to say, to get to a championship, let alone establish a championship level program. Yeah, the chemistry, the culture, it all works here. I don't know how long this works. I've lamented that before because this era is so rapidly changing how to build a successful program. But we had this one at very minimum. And like I said, if you wanted to say the level of unbelievability for me, just as a lifelong Purdue fan, I've got a whole corner dedicated to these guys and what they did, because I just didn't think it would happen. So I became even more skeptical, right, as I got a little bit older. So awesome, awesome story. And good for Painter for sticking with it and sticking to his guns. Brian T says, I just lost my dad. Thanks, man. appreciate the story. Sorry. Just lost my dad, who was my hero 1 month ago. I can confirm that support from friends or teammates in Lance's case is crucial to healing. Yeah. It's a punch in the gut, I'm sure, for you, Brian. I'm sorry you had to go through it. Everybody that I talk behind closed doors, I'll talk about death to my family in a lighter manner, because we're none of us are going to be taken up like Elijah. is Elijah or Elijah? Elisha. But it never makes it easier. I've tried to say this before. When you lose somebody close to you, whether it's, if it's long and drawn out, you feel horrible for them and you're sad and you're in pain and you're mourning before they're gone. And if they go quickly, you just wish you would have had a little bit more time. There's no good way to lose somebody you care for. But thank God for the people that rally around you, Brian. That's awesome. So, I apologize for me getting too emotional. You guys have seen me do this quite a bit last few months, but I apologize. I really don't mean to do that. That wasn't the point of today. Point of the day is that this is a big positive. So, and by the way, and this is a legit quick cast. 21 minutes is a legit quick cast. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for interacting live as well to the few of you that are here. Can tell you we've had shows just last night. We had a show where there's a ton of people here, but the interaction is special. It matters. And I'll pray for your family, Brian. I pray for you as you guys heal. So you're welcome, guys. Bezos said thanks. Sorry. Boiler up, hammer down. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Have a great afternoon, guys. I'm not sad. I'm happy about all this stuff, but it's tough to swallow. So God bless you. We'll talk soon. See ya.